Well, the time, according to your reason, Zovin Shavi Chamisha B'Shisha Hochi Namid Zvini Zvini. What's going to be if it does a good sale? Let's say he sells something worth 5 for 6. So he does a good deal. He makes good business. You want to tell me then the sale is a good sale? The kid could sell it, even though he's not 18 or 20. Ella, what do you have to say? Kim Lula Rabbanan, the Rabbanan understand that the Yanuka Mekarba Daita Gavizuzi. That a kid like gets excited with money. If he sees money, he gets excited. So because of money, maybe he'll make a beer deal. Now, Viyamr Zvini Zvini, if you can say the sale is a good sale, that a kid underneath 18 years old could still sell the property of his father when he yashened his father, we have to be afraid, Zimnin, that sometimes the Mekarka Shele Zuzi, that somebody will like rattle some money in front of him, and also Mazvin Lekula Nichsa Diavua, he'll go and sell off all this property of his father. So that's what we're afraid about. Therefore, the Rabbanan made a takono that the son cannot sell his father's property until he's 18 or 20, markadisli. Avo gabi matona, mashe, when you give a present, the svar is, ilav the heavenly hanomine, if it wouldn't have been for the fact that this son received a lot of enjoyment from this person, lehevi yoyev le matona, he wouldn't have given him the matona. So therefore, the svar is, omru rabbonim, the rabbonim say, tehevi matnose matona, listen, let this son be able to give away your present. In order that other people should act nice to him. Like if people know that he could give away a present, then they'll act nice to him. So therefore, here it's a svar, the Rabbanan said it's okay, let the matana be a matan. Omer Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, boy de kin le kedushin, le gerishin, o le chalitza o le miyanun, the limcha benichsayoviv, achiye ben esrim. You have to check out to make sure the person is 20 years old. Rashbam explains, Vodikin Likudushin, Afagashu Ben Yudim Lashon of Yamechud, even though he's 13 years old, and the Isha's wife is 12 years old, still, Laysamchinan Ashonim, we don't rely just on the years, the Yastakinu Kugderlim, to say that the kid for sure is a Godel, or B'nai Sarim, he brought here already, to make the Kudushin as a good Kudushin. We don't say that. Aflok Gunlavat Kudushin, but now, if a person wants to get married, we have to make sure he has hair, and then we'll say the Kedushin is okay. Until when? Until he's 20 years old. So you have to check him out for Kedushin, for Gershom, Chalitza, for Mienon. Since you checked him out already when he got married, what do you have to check him out again when he gets a get? So Marcel said, Nafkuminer is for Yibum. In other words, when he got married, he didn't get married through a regular Kedushin, but rather he got married through Yibum. And the Locher is the Tanan, like we learned, Ben Teisha Shonim V'yei Mechod, if the Yavim, if the brother, is 9 years old in one day, Shabu Al Yavimtai, he lives with his sister-in-law, his brother died, left over a wife without any children, the Locher is Kona, the Midirait, so the Kinyan is good, even though the Yavim, the boy, is a Kotan, still the Kedushin is good. So therefore, he got married through Yibam. And now if he gives a get, be a nice and get Achi Yigdal, he can only give a get when he comes a Godel. So therefore, we have to check him out to make sure he has Cyrus. It's not enough just to be Yud Gimel Shonim, he has to have Shnei Cyrus also, until he becomes 20. Then we say it's okay. L'chalitza, what's the case? L'chalitza, you have to check out also. Marcel, the same thing, if he had Yibam when he was a Kotin, now, or else a Ket, he wants to give chalitza now, not that he didn't make yibum yet, just his brother died, and now say he wants to do the mitzvah chalitza. So the chiddush is lafukim in the Rav Yosi, not like Rav Yosi. The yom that he says ish ksiv b'parsha, aval isha ben gedol ben katana. Kamash mlon the chiddush here is no, the makshinan isha liyish, the make a hekish isha liyish, the like Rav Yosi, not like Rav Yosi. In other words, the chiddush here is that even the isha also has to be gedol, as Rashbam explains. That the man has to be a godel by chalitza, that we know from Gerishin. So what's the chiddush of chalitza? It has to be even for the isha also. You have to check her out also. That an isha has to be a godel in order to receive chalitza. So that's not like Rabbi Yosi. Then it says a lemian. So we have to check him out to make a mian also. So where it says let lafukim with Rabbi Yuda, not like Rabbi Yuda. The yom that he says ad sheyar b'shochor kamash malon to like Rabbi Yuda. The shailu is when you want to make miyun, a katan can make miyun. Or if you marry your wife and your wife's a katana, v'yakvushin the rabbonin, then miyan helps. But once she becomes a gedayla, then you can't make miyan, then you have to give a get. The shalom is, when does it become a gedayla? To say miyan doesn't just say goodbye, does not help. So at the shalom we say doitken for shtei cyrus. When they have two cyrus and they're of age, that makes them to gedaylin, then they can't make miyan anymore. And the chiddush is not like Rabbi Yehuda says, even though he has shtei cyrus, still he can make miyan. He holds you only become a gadol for miyan at sheir b'shoch until you have a lot of black hair. So the chiddush here is not like Rabbi Yehuda.
That's lafuk yaman the yama ben shemayn of esrei. That it's not enough 18, you have to be 20. Bruchas satech zman klok nezamanoi, you have to be 20 years old in one day. Bilchasok gido ba menashe, like we had before, that if you yud gimel, if you're 13 years old, and you yodeya betiv masa matin, then you could even sell your father's property. Bilchasok kamazutro. You could say, even though you do not know tiv masa matin, as long as you're 13, that a matono, if he's yud gimel, give away a matono, even though he's not your day, but if Masa Matin, all these last halachas.
You have to be voided to make sure that he's a gadol, that he has shown him and shtei cyrus. Now the Mishnah says, Hamechalik nechosav al piv, the person is dividing out his property by mouth. In other words, the person is a shchimera. He's not making a kinyan. He's just giving out his property. So Reb Lezer Oimer, well, we'll soon see whether he's sick or not. But a mechalik nechosav al piv, the person wants to give out his property al piv, just by saying, Sir Blazer Oime, Echot Borov, Yechot Mesukin, Nechosim Sheshla, Machrayis, Nikna Mekesav, Shtar Vachazoka. That whether the person is a Bori, a healthy person, whether he's a sick person, if he wants to give away property, the person who wants to receive it has to make a kinyon. And is Nikim with a regular kinyonim of Karko, the Kesav, either he pays for it, Shtar Vachazoka. Vishain Lo Machrayis, if you don't have Machrayis, and Nikna Melva Mashicha, then you only could be carrying only with Mashicha. And he says, v'shein lehem achrayis, let's say, metaltlim, that does not have achrayis, not karka, not property, and nikna melva mashicha, then the kinyan is mashicha. So the kitzer, Rabbi Elet, Rabbi Loza, argues in the Mishnah before, and he yields, even though the person is a masukin, is a shchimera, there's no special kinyan biyamira. The kinyan is always a regular kinyan. And therefore, the matana, whatever he gives away, only helps if the people make a kinyan. Without a kinyan, he holds there's no special matna shchimera. Omru Lozzi said back to